Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. The glad tidings of the return of the Khilafah demands that we undertake good actions to earn the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahmed narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who conveys the meaning of Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkam in his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own words as part of his sunnah, who does not speak except that which is revealed to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his Lord, declared, تكون النبوة فيكم ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها إذا شاء الله أن يرفعها ثم تكون ملكا عاضا فيكون ما شاء الله أن يكون ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون ملكا جبرية فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة. Prophethood will last with you for as long as Allah wants it to last. Then there will be a khilafah according to the method of prophethood. And things will be as Allah wishes them to be. Then Allah will end it when He wishes. Then there will be biting hereditary rule, and things will be as Allah wishes them to be. Then Allah will end it when He wishes. Then there will be an oppressive rule, and things will be as Allah wishes them to be. Then Allah will end it when He wishes. Then there will be a khilafah according to the method of prophethood. After his speech, then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fell silent. In the time of oppressive rule in the Muslim world, it is a source of hope and inspiration that the bushra, glad tidings, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicates that the khilafah will indeed return. Moreover, the khilafah, which will return, will be of specific characteristics. It is going to be like the first khilafah established by the great companions radiallahu anhum of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a khilafah, caliphate on the method of prophethood. Thus, it is not to be from the biting rule, as the khilafah came to be after the khulafa' rashideen. The hereditary character of the ruling is described in the hadith as biting, meaning clinging to the rule, in the way that dynasties do cling. In this period, the khalifa, on approaching death, would nominate his successor from his dynasty and would ask for bay'ah to be given to him. The contracting bay'ah would then be taken upon the khalifa upon the death of the khalifa. Thus, we take the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a bushra, glad tidings, lifting our hearts from grief at the sad situation of the ummah under the oppressive rule. However, at the same time, the glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do not mean that we take them as an excuse for inaction. No, by no means, for the blessed hadith is not only glad tidings, it is also khabar, news, by the meaning of action for us to undertake. As such, the hadith is similar to the hadith لَتُفْتَحَنَّ الْقُسْطَنْطِينِيَّةِ فَلَنَعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ أَمِيرُهَا وَلَنَعْمَ الْجَيْشِ ذَلِكَ الْجَيْشِ. You will open Constantinople. The best emir will be its emir, and the best army will be its army. Ahmed. Here too we have news, khabar, in the form of a demand to act. طَلَب بِالْفِعْل. Thus, for centuries, every Muslim was eager to witness the glad tidings, but did not become resigned to fatalism, idleness, or complacency. Muslims were keen to have the glad tiding of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becoming a reality at their hands. So Muslim rulers exerted their efforts to be the best emir, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in implementing His subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, and prepare the best army, grooming them upon Islam and equipping them with the finest weaponry. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His nasr, victory, to Sultan Muhammad al-Fatih, who opened Constantinople. So what is upon us, O Muslims? 100 Hijri years since the abolition of the Khilafah, in the interim of the oppressive rule, before the return of the Khilafah on the method of prophethood. While we dearly wish to see it, are we not to undertake the action to achieve it? We must take action for the sake of re-establishing the Khilafah. For the hadith of the return of the Khilafah on the method of prophethood is also khabar by the meaning of the action. Thus, we are also commanded to establish the Khilafah, seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be amongst those honored to establish it. We must be the best Muslims we can be and equip ourselves with the knowledge of Islam accordingly, in order to be deserving of such a high quality of Khilafah. We do not simply submit to our situation, making dua alone, without acting according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, the way of the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are to be considered. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتَأْمُرَنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُشَكَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ ثُمَّ لَتَدْعُنَّهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجِيبَ لَكُمْ. By the one in whose hands is my soul, you must enjoin the ma'roof, and you must abstain from evil, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send upon you punishment from him. Then you will make dua to him, and he will not answer you. Ahmad. So if we are to act, what are the actions required of us, whether they are actions of the heart or actions of the limbs? As for the actions of the heart, our iman is that nasr, victory, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partners with him. After the kufr defeated us, when they collaborated with traitors from amongst the Arabs and Turkish leadership to destroy the Khilafah, our victory over them by restoring the Khilafah depends on Nasr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرًا وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah made it not but good tidings, and so that your hearts would be assured thereby. And victory is from none but from Allah. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise. Surah Al-Anfal 10. Ibn Kathir commented in his tafsir, there is none but him that is capable to grant victory to you against your enemies. Imam At-Tabari commented, you are not victorious over your enemies, O believers, except when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you victory over your enemies, not by the force of your might and power, but by the granting of victory to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for victory is in the hand and upon him. Indeed, though the kuffar fight the return of Islam, both directly and through their agents in the Muslim world, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone that will grant us victory over them. Iman compels us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstaining from sins he subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade us from, and undertaking duties he subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us when seeking his nasr. وَكَانَ حَقٌ عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And incumbent upon us was nasr of the believers. Surah Ar-Rum 47. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that it is upon him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us victory when we respond to his subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Regarding this ayah, Ibn Abi Hatim recorded that Abu Ad-Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَمَا مِنْ إِمْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ يُرَدُّ عَنْ عَرْضِ أَخِيهِ إِلَّا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يَرَدَّ عَنْهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. No Muslim man defends the honor of his brother except that there would be a right upon Allah to defend him from the fire of hell on the day of resurrection. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah, وَكَانَ حَقٌ عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is incumbent upon us to help the believers. Imam Tabari commented in his tafsir that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and we save those who believed in Allah and believed in his messenger alayhi salam when our might came upon them. We do similarly for you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and anyone who believes in you from your people. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is incumbent upon us to help the believers. over the Kafirin. We grant you and those who believe in you victory over those who disbelieve and grant your triumph over them. Iman compels us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do not wish to lose our strength in our way to earning the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not dispute, and thus lose courage, and then your strength would depart. Al-Anfal 46. Imam al-Tabari in his tafsir commented that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, obey, O believers, your Lord and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what they order you with and what they forbid you from, and do not oppose either of them in any matter. Imam Qurtubi commented in his tafsir, your strength is your power and your victory. So if we seek victory, we do not dispute the commands and prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, falling into ma'siyah, disobedience. We cannot earn the nasr if we do not accept the dispute with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the implementation of laws of disobedience in our lands, whether it is interest, taxing the poor and indebted, division of Muslim lands, or alliance with the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do not wish to be ruined, our muwalah, allegiance, must be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want Allah to support us, we must not be loyal to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we not adopt other than His subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ لَا يُوَالُونَكُمْ خَبَالَةً وَدُّوا مَا عَنِدْتُمْ. O you who have believed, do not take as intimate those other than yourselves, for they will not spare you any ruin. Ali Imran 118. Imam Qurtubi commented in his tafsir, Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden the believers with this verse from taking from the kuffar, the Jews, and the people of whims and desires as intimates and help with whom they confer with over opinions and rely upon them in their affairs. So how can we seek victory if we are loyal and intimate to the kuffar, making alliances with them, negotiating with them over our opinions rather than referring to the Quran and Sunnah, extending them pacts and alliances as well as sharing military secrets despite their enmity and disbelief? How? While striving for the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must prepare ourselves for adversity and anguish of the people to earn the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب. Or do you think that you will enter paradise while such trial has not yet come to you as came to those who passed on before you? They were afflicted by poverty and hardship and were shaken until even their messenger and those who believed with them said, when is the help of Allah? Unquestionably, the help of Allah is near. Al-Baqarah 2:14. We cannot embark on the path of Haqq by remaining silent while tending to our families and careers alone. Due to our aversion to adversity at the hands of the oppressive rulers, we cannot seek victory if we do not prepare for facing adversity by strengthening of taqwa, drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by seeking the knowledge of Islam, immersing ourselves in the Quran, approaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night, prayers and fasting for His sake, among many good actions. As for our haste in victory, asking when will the Khilafah come, this haste is not a defect or haram, forbidden, because man is hasty by his nature. وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانَ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And man supplicates for evil as he supplicates for good, and man is ever hasty. Al-Isra 11. However, what makes us fall into sin, invoking the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon ourselves, is our neglect of the actions that are required to bring the change in society. So let not our haste push us into despair, hopelessness, and frustration. So we must be studying Islam in a halaqa, as the companions radiallahu anhum did in Dar al-Arqam. We must be working together in one kutla, structuring as the companions radiallahu anhum did, not as individuals separately. We must be meeting the people individually and collectively as the companions radiallahu anhum did. We must be proclaiming the haqq openly in the arena of life as the companions radiallahu anhum did. And for those of us who are from the people of power, weapons and warfare, we must be as the chiefs of the Ansar were, extending our nusra so that the ruling by Islam can be resumed. So let not one of us tire or relent from following the blessed method of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for bringing change to society, retreating into isolation and despair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us in our good actions and commitment to his deen, lest we are lost in the darkness. It is then that the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes after human change is achieved, which is followed by divine change and victory being achieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. Surah Ar-Ra'd 11. So when people transform from iman to kufr, from obedience to disobedience, or from thanking for the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ingratitude, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives them of all that is of goodness upon them. Similarly, if the servants change all that is in themselves such that they transform to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes all that upon them from misery to goodness, happiness, bliss, and mercy. So let us strive in the good actions, O Muslims. Let us strive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلْيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلْيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good that He will certainly make them successors in the land, as He did with those before them, and He will surely establish for them their faith, which He has chosen for them, and will indeed change their fear into security, provided that they worship Me, associating nothing with Me. But whoever disbelieves after this promise, it is they who will be the rebellious. An-Nur 55. Ibn Kathir commented in his tafsir, this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He would cause His Ummah to become successors on earth, i.e. they would become the leaders and rulers of humankind, through whom He would reform the world and to whom people would submit so that they would have in exchange a safe security after their fear. So let us strive, O Muslims, in the good actions so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to its rightful place as rulers over humankind. So let the march to spread Islam throughout the world resume from where the Khilafah Caliphate had left it 100 Islamic Hijri years ago, to the point that Islam extends over the entire earth. Thawban reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah drew the ends of the world near, one in other, for my sake, and I have seen its eastern and western ends, and the dominion of my Ummah would reach those ends which have been drawn near me, and I have been granted the red and white treasure. And I beg my Lord for my Ummah that it should not be destroyed because of famine, nor be dominated by an enemy who is not amongst them, to take their lives and destroy them, root and branch. And my Lord said, Muhammad, whenever I make a decision, there is none to change it. I grant you for your Ummah that it would not be destroyed by famine, and it would not be dominated by an enemy who would not be amongst it, and would take their lives and destroy them root and branch, even if all the people from the different parts of the world join hands together for this purpose. Muslim. May the Islamic Ummah see what our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us good tidings of. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Mus'ab Umair, ولاية Pakistan.